Gadol story of the week. So there's a Rabbi Shlomo Freifield. He was quite stark. In the 60s, he kind of had a Balei Tshuva yeshiva in the yeshivish Welt. Anyways, he had many students, and one of his students went out to be a Rebbe in a distant community, and he was really struggling. He quickly realized after 2 months that he just wasn't cut out to be a Rebbe. He had no classroom control, nobody respected him. And calling his Rebbe to say he's going back to New York and getting out of there. So the Rebbe looks at him and says, "Where are you calling from?" He says, "California." He says, "No, you're not in California. You're in Leningrad, Russia. And the Russians have given you exactly 6 months to teach these children Torah. No one else in the country is allowed to teach these kids Torah. Only you and all of their Judaism is completely dependent on you." And he's like, no, I'm from California. He's like, "No, but you have to have the attitude. Like, it's completely dependent on you." And then he got it. Then he got to the practical aspect. He said, "Every Sunday, take off from your whatever you're doing. Visit every kid in their home. Ask them how they're doing. Schmooze with them. Chart their progress. And Bezrat Hashem, you'll succeed." And indeed, he ended up being a very successful educator. Because he had this attitude that every day is the most important day of educating. So it's a great story to tell your chanichim, to tell your madrichim in camp. When it's like a lazy day, you feel like, you gotta take it. Imagine as if it's the most important day to learn and teach Torah. Hold on. Here, on that note, there's a breakfast.